We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In Western New York, we're seeing sports betting coming to the Seneca Casino in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and Salamanca by the end of the year. But where does sports betting stand statewide? Downstate Senator Joseph Addabbo joining us live this morning. Senator, how do you feel about Indian casinos jumping out on this?
Good morning. You know, our state is in a unique position because we have these tribal casinos, and so we need to obviously incorporate them into our master plan when we look to do sports betting going forward in our state, certainly with the mobile component. In the state Senate, we had passed a bill 57-5, where we actually, in that bill, did incorporate the tribal casinos, the Mohawks, the Oneidas, and the Senecas, to be a part of that. So I think going forward, I think we need to have a better dialogue with these Native American sites.
Now, going forward this year, do you expect there to be further talk about sports betting in New York State? Because it seemed like there was a lot once it first kind of started and that Supreme Court decision happened, and then it died down. Excuse me, maybe a little bit. And now percolating back up as it spreads across the state, will there be more discussion on mobile betting next session?
I think there has to be. You know, we are surrounded. In New York State, we are surrounded. We have Jersey, who's doing absolutely phenomenally well with mobile sports betting. Actually, their sports betting, I think 80% of which is mobile. We have Pennsylvania. We have Connecticut soon, in Rhode Island. So we're going to be surrounded. And, you know, so for our upstate geographic area, many people may want to go to Pennsylvania. For downstate, they go minutes away to Jersey. And so that's revenue out of New York State. That's our money going into these other states and to their casinos and to their budgets and not ours. And how long can us as New York State stand on the sidelines and watch our money leave our state? And that with that, that's educational funds, too, because a portion of our gaming revenue does go toward education, so we lose educational funding and job growth. So how long can we sit by and watch these other states grow and prosper in terms of gaming, and we don't? We have the opportunity of changing that, and I'm hopeful in 2020 legislative session we can change that.
But there is resistance, and you know, a lot of people say for good reason. What do you think about this? Does it change the sport?
Well, we in the bills that we did, we do protect the integrity of the sport and the consumer. We do protect against gaming addiction. Whenever we talk about any type of gaming expansion in our state, we must talk about the gaming addiction. And the bill that we had passed in the Senate not only does an increased new revenue stream for gaming addiction, but also for addiction prior to the addiction, the education of which to prevent the actual addiction, and all these other safeguards to make sure that nobody goes into the pitfalls of, you know, problematic gaming. The governor mentioned that it might be unconstitutional for us to do mobile sports betting. We have legal documents and the actual language of our state constitution to show that it's not unconstitutional to do mobile sports betting in our state. Once you put the server that actually accepts the bet onto the land of a licensed casino in New York State, we satisfy our constitutional language. So every hurdle that has been thrown before us, we sort of address. The apprehension about gaming, we already have gaming in our state. And like I said, you know, we go into this budget period next year with a roughly $3 billion deficit. We're not going to raise taxes to the point of $3 billion. So we need revenue. And here we are. We have an industry that is absolutely booming across the country. And so we have the opportunity of realizing that revenue for our state in a legal way.
That being said, what do you see is more likely to happen first? Mobile betting is allowed here in New York State, or places like OTBs are allowed to take bets, or other sports books are allowed to open?
Well, in our bill, we did include OTBs, stadiums, arenas, and just to make sure that we have accessibility to mobile sports betting throughout the state, so therefore we can maximize, again, the revenue and the educational funding and job growth. But that's going to be a very interesting direction, which direction the state takes, the Gaming Commission has a study coming out. And this study, the first draft will be in April, the end result roughly around May or June. And it's a study that looks at gaming in its totality for our state. You know, right now we are very fragmented. We have racinos and casinos on one side. We have OTBs over here. We have, on the other side, racetracks and horse racing and harness racing. So we need to look at this more holistically. We need to look at this in a big picture to see how we can best do this as a state. And that study comes out, like I said, through the Gaming Commission. That study comes out next year, and hopefully we can use it as a useful government tool to figure a direction for our state.
Senator, what's the earliest that it could come to the state if the legislature is on board next year?
April. Bottom line is the January starts the budget process when the governor issues his executive budget. I would love for the mobile sports betting certainly to be in the budget. It is a fiscal item. It does address the revenue and, the budget deficit issue and our educational funding. So I would hope it's in our state budget.
Is there an appetite for that, do you think?
We have to create one. The governor used to say, oh, I'm not for paid family leave. And then a year later, our state had paid family leave. He used to say, I'm not for medical marijuana. Next thing you know, we had medical marijuana. And both of those programs are doing very well for our state. So here again, we're hopeful that the governor has said, no, I'm not crazy about sports betting. And maybe he understands just the numbers of it all. You know, we do have sports betting in our state through the four casinos in the upstate region. And in September, they did $2.3 million. That's unrecognized revenue for us. We never had that before. Now we have it, $2.3 million. But then you just look across the border and you see Jersey for the same month of September, they did $38 million. So we did $2.3 million in September. New Jersey does $38 million. And of that $38 million, roughly 25% is our money going across the border, placing a bet, coming back. So roughly $9 million is lost to Jersey, and that could have been ours. So how long can the governor sit there and go, nope, can't do this? No, it's really a rational move to look at it methodically and say, okay, we can do this for our state, and again, realize real job growth. And then again, we have an illegal operation here. You know, there is sports betting also in our state, and it's illegal. And that money doesn't show up on tax returns. And so I got to, hope that the governor looks at that too and says, we have an opportunity to corral an illegal activity here in our state.
Senator, we appreciate the discussion this morning. Thanks. That's Senator Joseph Addabbo of New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.